The views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, developer of the fine line of longevity nutritional supplements, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the healing. The human body is a healing system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis. But of course, it needs raw materials to do its work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We're going to help you understand how to use your supplements, your longevity supplements, and maybe get you off your prescription drug and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach. If you've got questions, if you have comments, if you have success stories about how nutritional supplementation has helped you or your family, we want to hear from you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Thanks for joining us today. Welcome aboard to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. We're here because, folks, the most dangerous thing you can ever do is go to a hospital or visit your medical professional. Do you know how many people die going to a hospital just from side effects of being in the hospital? I'm not talking about their drugs. I'm not talking about surgical procedures. I'm talking about just hospital-acquired infectious diseases. Over 100,000 people die each year, according to statistics from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. You know how many folks die from medical errors? Do you know how many folks die simply by taking prescription drugs as they're supposed to be taken, not to mention strokes and heart attacks, etc.? All you got to do is look on the package insert, which you want to be getting every time you get a prescription drug. Every time you get your prescription filled, ask the pharmacist for the package insert. And then zoom into the side effects and toxicity section. Now, the package insert tends to be written with a lot of gibberish, but that's one thing you really want to hone in on, is the side effect and toxicity profile. Every single drug you take runs you a risk of side effects and toxicity, toxicities that can be as bad as death itself. And I'm not kidding you, folks, and that's one of the reasons why I got myself out of filling prescription drugs and into the science and study of nutrition and using nutrition as medicine. Take your digestive system, for example. Almost everybody has had to deal with the discomfort and distress of digestive problems, bloating, gas, abnormal bowel movements, etc., etc. Do you know 70 to 90 million Americans suffer from some kind of digestive issues? Yet, you don't have to suffer from digestive diseases if you control what you put into your digestive system. I always get a kick out of folks who say, well, I have Crohn's disease or irritable bowel syndrome, and the doctor says I'm going to be on this medicine for life. You're not going to be on the medicine for life if you don't want to be. For example, if you have Crohn's disease, I got a simple solution. Stop eating. Yes. When was the last time we gave our bowels or our digestive system a food holiday? And by stopping eating, I'm talking about not necessarily fasting, although that's not a bad idea, but how about just doing broths and soups and smoothies and liquid nutrition like the Ultimate Classic or the Tangy Tangerine? Another wonderful course of action for dealing with digestive problems is so-called probiotics, like the Longevity Flora FX. Flora FX can make a significant difference, not just in digestive health, but in overall health as well. Probiotics, of course, Flora FX are microorganisms, small bacteria that live in the colon. You have trillions of these things living in your colon, yet today in our 21st century American culture, many of us don't have the good bacteria, the probiotics that we need. And digestive problems can be caused by lack of these probiotics and alleviated by supplementing with these probiotics. If you don't want to take pills and The probiotic supplements are very easy to take. You can also eat fermented foods, fermented live foods. Since the beginning of time, human beings have been fermenting certain foods, intuitively understanding that these fermented foods contain bacterial substances that can be very important for the digestive system, for digestive health, as well as overall health. Fermented milk products, fermented soy products like natto, miso, tempeh. You can even get fermented unpasteurized beer, which has wonderful probiotics in it as well. Probiotics help improve lactic acid. Lactic acid increases production of B vitamins. Lactic acid increases cell metabolism. And it's also, by the way, been known that cancer is associated with a decrease in the production of hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes. Taking in probiotics can help improve the digestive system by allowing you to digest more of your foods. Not only that, but there's other foods that you can ingest that can help protect you from cancer, like broccoli and cruciferous vegetables, cabbage. Cabbage and broccoli and these cruciferous vegetables contain powerful anti-cancer effects, and fermenting these foods can actually boost the anti-cancer properties of cabbage and cruciferous vegetables as well. By the way, for folks who are worried about excess estrogen and endometriosis and fibroids and cysts are all manifestations of excess estrogens, these cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and kale have wonderful estrogen, anti-estrogen effects. They can help lower your estrogen. The bottom line, my friends, is you don't have to interface with the medical community. You don't have to interface with the doctor. You don't have to interface with the hospital unless you need some emergency surgery. If you get hit by a bus or a car and you got a broken leg and you need to have that repaired, that's what medicine is for. As far as helping you maintain your health, it is not the role of medicine to help you maintain your health. Please understand that. The role of medicine is to repair damage, not to maintain health. The role of maintaining health falls squarely on our shoulders, and it's largely the result of good nutrition. Good nutrition means protein, fats, carbohydrates, fiber, water, vitamins, minerals, and trace nutrients. It means making sure you're restricting your carbohydrate intake, especially refined carbohydrates like flours, making sure you're getting the good essential fatty acids like in the Longevity Ultimate EFA, and making sure that you're getting enough quality protein, half a gram of protein for every pound of body weight. That means you want about 60 to 120 grams of protein minimum. That's 2 to 4 scoops of Longevity's Nature's Way or Biolumin Living Essence or Nightly Essence. Good nutrition is good medicine. You don't need to interface with the medical community if you want to stay healthy. We're going to help you understand how to do that today on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in for Doc Wallach. And taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or toll free at 888-379-2552. We're coming back with more good health information. Don't go away. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes, not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Longevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Longevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the Internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hola, America, and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. And taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080. Also toll-free, 888-379-2552 if you've got questions about the longevity supplements or if you've got a health condition that you want some help with, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, which I certainly recommend you do. I don't know of any prescription drugs that you want to be on for a long period of time, antibiotics, pain pills, chemotherapy for a short run perhaps, but prescription drugs are just there for, should be just there for emergency measures, and I don't know why any physician would leave a patient on prescription drugs for a long period of time given the side effect profile, especially the long-term side effects associated with prescription drugs. If you want to get off your drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're going to help you do that. If you've got a success story or if you want to contribute to our topics for the day, we'd like to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'll be sitting in for the next 45 minutes or so with my good buddy and colleague, Douglas Winfrey. Hello, Doug.
Good afternoon. Good to see you.
Thank you.
You know, I find it interesting when you can have one governmental agency that's decided a drug is so bad they don't want anyone that's under their domain to be on this drug, but the FDA says, well, maybe we're going to take a better, little more look at this and study it a little bit more.
For you and your folks and friends.
Yeah, for all those out there. And what I'm talking about is there's a ABC News story out where the headline is Study Sees Pfizer Smoking Drug Risk. And what they're discussing is Pfizer has a drug out called Chantix. And it is a smoking...
Spell that for me.
It's C-H-A-N-T-I-X.
Okay.
And it is a smoking cessation drug or cessation drug.
Okay.
And they say hundreds of patients taking this drug have reported serious accidents, vision problems, and heart trouble. Now, U.S. aviation regulators responded to this research saying they're going to prohibit the use of Chantix by private pilots and commercial pilots. And, of course, the agency they're talking about is the FAA. Now, the FAA doesn't want any of its pilots under its domain on this drug. They say that consumer advocates are calling for stronger warnings on the drug's label. And as you and I have discussed in the past, that really does very little to no good because the person taking the drug, 9 times out of 10, never sees that warning label.
Right. And so what are they saying the side effects are of this drug, Chantix?
Let's see. The
nausea?
Side effects are nausea.
Yeah.
And let's see. Blurred vision, dizziness, confusion, loss of consciousness.
Loss of consciousness.
Yeah, you want your pilot taking that stuff.
But you can drive with it, probably.
That's the point. That's probably where these serious accidents have come from, is people that were taking this drug and they actually, you know, passed out at the wheel and crashed into the back of a semi or a school bus full of kids or
now,
whatever.
Now, what makes us think, Douglas, that we could take a drug to accomplish every single thing that we need to have accomplished? I mean next thing you know, they're going to have a drug to help you get a job and drugs to help you have a good relationship and drugs to help you make money and drugs for everything else.
What? I want that making money drug.
I'm sure that's on the way.
Drugs we got to work on. That's the one drug I would take.
But isn't that the same idea, like a drug to help you quit smoking? Wouldn't that be like a drug to help you with your dysfunctional relationship with your parents or something?
It's kind of the same thing. And, you know, here's what I find interesting is the spokesperson for Pfizer, a Gretchen Dyke. She says she's a senior vice president for safety and risk management. And this is a quote from her. When you've got the nicotine withdrawal along with Chantix, it's very difficult to tell what is causing it.
Whether it's the Chantix or the nicotine.
Or the nicotine withdrawal.
So she's blaming it on the nicotine withdrawal.
She's trying to blame it, you know, sidewindingly. Yeah. And here's what I find interesting about this entire thing is a little later in the article, under a subheader of brain receptors, they say the same brain receptors targeted by Chantix also control muscle movement.
So you're going to have muscle movement issues as well.
Yeah, and so they say they found 173 reports of accidents and injuries of people taking this drug. Also found 397 cases of psychotic behavior, another 227 involving suicidal behavior. And the FAA has said that about 150 pilots and 30 air traffic controllers were using Chantix. But the FAA goes on to say, we're not going to allow this to happen. You know, they say we're not aware of any accident that may have been linked to the drug, but it's prudent to deem the drug is no longer acceptable for use, and that's their spokesman, Les Dorr. So obviously, the FAA knows more about drugs than the FDA.
Right. The FAA is the ones that are telling you can't take that drug.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to do some, you know what, I'm going to look this thing up, Chantix, because it's a new one on me. And also, if you're listening to this program, I'd like to hear, if anybody's on Chantix that's listening to this program, we'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know what your, if you've got good results from it or if you've gotten side effects. Chantix, C-H-A-N-T-I-X. I wonder when that came out, Doug. I'm going to do a little research on that during the break.
Do some research. Yeah, you know, and funny thing about this whole article, too, is they start talking about how this negative stuff has caused their stocks prices to go down.
I'm sorry for Pfizer.
I'm just bummed out.
If you're out there and you've been on Chantix or if you've got questions, we'd like to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. This is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. We're coming back right after this break. Don't go away.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree, but what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
The drive is made to the basket, a high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up, the shot is blocked. Here they come now, Theo running the lane, pass goes to Theo Ratliff, but a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. I'm a nutritional pharmacist. I use nutrition instead of pharmaceutical drugs. Always found it problematic that we would treat diseases with poisons, and that's what pharmacists study in pharmacy school. We study poisons and how to control poisons, and that's what prescription drugs are, my friends. Sorry to say it, but they're nothing more than controlled poisons. And I use the term controlled loosely because you can't always control poisons, and that's why taking prescription drugs as directed, not side effects, but as directed, is a leading cause of death. It's just the cost of doing business. If you're on a prescription drug, it's a risk you take. And sometimes death may appear as a stroke or a heart attack, and you don't even know it. And I sometimes wonder, how many people are on polypharmacy, Doug, where they're taking 10 or 14 or 20 different medications, they end up with a heart attack, and the cause of death is just, you know, stroke or heart attack, and it was really the polypharmacy, the 14 or 15 prescription drugs that they're
taking. I'm convinced that's what happened to my grandmother.
She
was on 13 different medications, and following her death, she lived in another state in another city. My sister, who does have a background in the medical field, she was an occupational therapist. She actually checked her charts at the extended care facility where she was at. 13 different medications, 3 different ones specifically were not supposed to be on if you're on the other two.
That's great.
Yeah,
and so what
was the cause
of death? What did they say the cause of death
old
was?
Age, because she was in her 90s, you know, so they just write, oh, well, she was just old.
Right. You know, I see it all the time. Sometimes when I travel a lot, sometimes at the airport security, you'll see these elderly folks just dump out a plastic bag with countless bottles in there, and that's their prescription medicines. Folks, if you have to take one prescription drug, that's bad enough. Two is pretty bad. But if you are taking multiple prescription drugs, 5, 10, 15 different drugs, you're playing with fire. You're running the risk for all kinds of problems.
Isn't it true, though, a lot of the times once you get into that 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 realm, that some of those later ones you're taking is to combat the side effects
of
the first ones?
A lot of times.
Create more side effects, so you need more drugs.
Exponential problems. That's exactly right. We do have I asked if there's anybody out there who has had experience with Chantix.
Yeah, we do. We have somebody online here.
We do have somebody who wants to talk about that. Let's take that call while we're
all right. Let's head to New York. And Susan, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
So you're a Chantix customer.
Well, I used it.
Yeah.
I tried to stop the cravings.
Yeah.
Didn't help.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, the Chantix made me give up smoking after 10 years.
No kidding. So tell me what you did. How does it work? You just take it in the morning, or you want a cigarette?
It's a progressive dosage. You build up to a certain dosage, and you take so much for so long, and then you taper off. And so, it's a regular program.
And did you not want
a prescription?
Did you just didn't want your cigarette? You just didn't think about a cigarette?
Well, you don't even stop smoking right away. And all of a sudden you get to a point where you no longer want the cigarettes. I was 10 days on the Chantix, and I just...
You didn't want cigarettes anymore.
...threw the cigarettes away.
Now, that's interesting.
The only
thing
is, side effects were absolutely horrible.
Like, tell me what the side effects were.
I had nightmares where I was scared to go back to sleep because they were so bad.
And you didn't have nightmares under ordinary circumstances?
No.
How interesting. So it's a brain drug is why. You're going to have brain effects. But you did get off your cigarettes. And you haven't wanted the cigarettes again.
Well, I can't say haven't wanted. But
you've been able to withstand.
I don't want to go back through the Chantix withdrawal.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe that's how it works. That's interesting. Thanks so much for calling, Susan. So there you go. That's a Chantix client, and that's kind of interesting, Doug, because it is a brain drug.
Quite a testimonial there, huh?
Yeah, it's an interesting testimonial. All right, we'll talk more about that when we come back from break at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. If you're on hold, stay there. We're going to get to you when we come back. And we do have a couple lines open, so if you've got questions or if you want to share some success stories or if you've been on Chantix, maybe we could pick your brain a little bit and learn something from you, too, at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 8344. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you could become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Joel Wallach, developer of the fine line of nutritional supplements from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. If you've got questions about the Youngevity supplements, or if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, or if you've got questions about a health issue, or if you want to contribute to our topics today, 831-685-1080 is your number, or 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We've got full board, but as soon as somebody drops off, that's your cue. If you have questions or if you want to contribute to the conversation today, we're talking about Chantix a little bit, the new drug from Pfizer. I guess it's not new, but a drug from Pfizer that helps people quit smoking. And we're talking to Susan from New York. Susan, are you still there, ma'am?
Yep.
So you had something else to tell us.
Also, the other thing that's happened is in the last year, I have had a 60% loss of heart function of the left ventricle.
And they contribute.
Now, whether or not this was tied to the Chantix, I don't know, but seeing this FAA ruling just came out, it's something that needs to be investigated.
That's very interesting. Well, you know, I'm glad you called, Susan, because a couple points come to mind after hearing your story. First of all, a lot of times drugs do have an effect, and that's why they're out there. They'll lower your blood pressure, or make your cramps go away, or in this case, they'll get you to quit smoking. But you're gonna pay a price. There's no way you can take any prescription drug and not to expect to have some kind of effect on the body that you don't want to have. That's just the way they work. In fact, understanding prescription drugs is understanding pharmacy is largely understanding side effects and toxicities associated with these molecules, these chemicals. So the fact that you have had problems with your heart is not surprising to me. The fact that you had mental issues like nightmares, you were saying, that's not surprising to me as well. You did get off your smoking, and that was probably a good thing. I'm glad you did, but I'm sorry about the toxic profile that's associated with the prescription drug. So, as they used to say in ancient Rome, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. And when you're on a prescription drug and the doctor is signing his name onto a prescription pad with your name and the drug on there, just understand that while your blood pressure may go down or whatever he's trying to treat may get treated, you're not going to be able to duck the fact that there is a side effect and toxicity profile associated with every drug. Thanks so much for calling from New York, and let's move on and see if we can get some more calls here, Douglas.
Well, let's head to Alabama, and Ethel, you're on with Dr. or actually with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there, Ethel.
Hey, I've been on the regimen for over a year. I have osteoporosis, neuropathy, IBS, malabsorption, okay, and gluten sensitivity.
They're all probably related.
What I'm taking is Osteofix, Ultimate Classic, enzymes, glucogel, and EFAs.
Okay. First and foremost, we want to take care of your digestive system. The only thing I heard you mention there was the enzymes. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking you need more than that. You said osteoporosis. Let me repeat. Let me see if I can remember everything you said. Osteoporosis, right? Neuropathy.
Right.
What were the other things?
IBS and malabsorption.
Malabsorption. Okay. We need to get you on something to correct your digestive system. The enzymes are not going to be enough. How many are you taking?
What?
How many of those enzymes are you taking?
I'm taking one before every meal.
That's not going to touch it. Here's what we need you to do, ma'am. First of all, you want to drink as much of your meals as possible. I'm not talking about drinking booze or anything like that. I'm talking about soups and broths. You want to be doing soups and broths and, to a certain extent, smoothies and juices. Okay, so drink as much of your nutrition as you can. Give your digestive system a break from solid food as much as possible. So get yourself vegetables and bones. We talked about this a couple days ago. And make veggie broths with bones in them. The bones contain substances that are very healing to the digestive system. Not only that, but if you throw cabbage in there and other vegetables like cabbage, soft, mushy vegetables, they can have a very soothing effect on the digestive system as well. Then you're going to want to take a couple other key supplements that I didn't hear you mention. Stick with us through the break because it's a very important point that I want to cover, Ethel. So if you can hang on, that would help us and help a lot of our listeners as well. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, or 888-379-2552, toll free. We're going to come back with Ethel and answer some very important questions and then maybe take your calls as well. So leave it right here. We'll be back after this on the ZBS Radio Network.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey sitting in for Doc Wallach today and taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We're talking about the high cost of prescription drugs, and not necessarily in terms of dollars, but in terms of side effects and toxicities. We were covering Chantix for a little bit, and that was unfortunate for Susan from New York, who ended up with some problems from her prescription drugs. And that's just what happens, Douglas. They work sometimes, but it's what happens. It's the price you pay in terms of your health. From some of these toxic medical substances, prescription drugs, that is. We're on the line with Ethel. Ethel, are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so we had neuropathy and we had malabsorption issues, and it's all localized in your digestive tract. Neuropathy and I think you said osteoporosis as well are all degenerative problems, and they're associated with not getting the nutrients that you need. Now, we want to concentrate on your digestive system. As far as your irritable bowel syndrome goes, the less you eat, the better off you'll be. And by that, I mean solid food. You also want to, first of all, you want to make sure you're doing soups, veggie soups with bones. The bones have substances that are very helpful for the digestive system. Sugars especially, they're soothing for the digestive tract. And if you use cabbage and other cruciferous vegetables, those can have a soothing effect as well. Not only that, but in the bones and in the vegetables, you're going to get electrolytes and B vitamins, which will be very helpful for your neuropathy issues. So try to stay away from solid food as much as possible and make sure that you're doing soups and vegetable broths and vegetable juices and that kind of thing as much as you can. If you could take a couple days off, 3 days off from solid food, that would be great. When you do solid food, it's very important that you stay away from flour and grains. They mess up IBS like nothing else will. So that means bread, pasta, cereal, even potatoes. You got to stay away from all that kind of floury, starchy, grainy sort of food. And I would just completely wipe that out of your diet. Then you want to make sure that you're getting enough essential fatty acids. Very, very important for any degenerative issues are your omega-3s and omega-6 essential fats. I would be on the ultimate EFAs to the tune of 6 to 12 a day with every meal. Try and take 3 or 4 capsules, the EFA capsules. And then please don't forget about the Flora FX. The probiotics are extremely important for any digestive issues. And you may notice results just by taking the Flora FX, the probiotics. So ultimate EFAs, probiotics, get off of any grain, flour, starchy foods, and then try to take what I call food holidays and just do soups, veggie soups with bones and vegetable juices, and try and make maybe some smoothies with your ultimate classic or tangy tangerine. And I'll tell you what, if you do that for 1 week, ma'am, just 1 week, where you lay off of food for 2 or 3 days and just do the soups and broths and get the probiotics, you will notice a difference almost immediately. I can guarantee you that, because you're suffering from issues in that digestive system from basically abusing the digestive tract. That's what IBS is, and Crohn's disease and diseases of the lower bowel. Hope that helps, Ethel. Thanks so much for calling, and hopefully you can call us back and let us know how you're doing. Okay, let's see if we can move on. We do have a couple lines open, by the way, at 831-685-1080. Or 888-379-2552, toll-free. Who's next, Douglas?
Well, let's head to Florida. And Spencer, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey, Spencer.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I just have a totally different question than probably most of the people that are calling today. But okay. I was wondering if you have a particular supplement program that you would recommend to gentlemen that are interested and that have been bodybuilding for
a while. Absolutely, yeah. Protein and fats are the two most important nutritional substances or macro substances. I'll tell you about the micro substances in a moment. But as far as the macro substances, you want to be on high quality protein numerous times a day, as many times a day as you can do it, like in three or divide up into 3 or 4 times a day. I love the whey protein. In fact, whey protein is the protein of choice for bodybuilding. Most people can tolerate it. If you can't, then hemp seed is the next best. But whey protein is the way to go if you can tolerate that. 120 to, it's depending on how much you weigh, I guess, anywhere from 0.5 gram to 1 gram per pound of body weight. I'd actually do more like 1 gram for a bodybuilder, or even up to 2 grams for a bodybuilder. Especially after a workout. After you work out is when you want to take your protein. And it's very important after you work out not to carb load. A lot of folks will carb load after they work out. I don't believe in carb loading after you work out, because you want your body to cut up and sort of use its own fat stores. after a workout. So don't do carbs right after a workout unless you're getting an intense aerobic workout. Then you may need to replace some carbohydrates. But if you're bodybuilding, I wouldn't do that. So get yourself on the Nature's Way. That's first and foremost. And fats, unfortunately, are very underappreciated by bodybuilders because they get this idea that body fat is the same as nutritional fat, and it's not. You cannot grow protein without fat, and muscle building is largely a process of building proteins. Obviously, muscles are proteins. So you need to be on essential fatty acids, EFAs, the omegas 3s and omega 6s. Dr. Wallach has formulated a wonderful EFA product called the Ultimate EFA, and you would probably, if you're a bodybuilder, you'd want to be on upwards of 12 capsules a day of that Ultimate EFA. Like I was saying to the gal before, divide them up with meals, maybe three or four capsules three times a day kind of thing. And then as far as trace minerals go, trace nutrients go, B vitamins are very important, and vitamin C is very important for bodybuilders as well, because you cannot make collagen without vitamin C. You can't make connective tissue in general without vitamin C. So for building up connective tissue, vitamin C is very important. The B complex is important for everything. So you want to make sure you're getting enough of B complex. You'll find those both in the Ultimate Daily product. Or is it the Ultimate Multi? I keep forgetting what it's called. Douglas, help me. It's the Ultimate Daily. It's actually what it's called. So that's the daily multiple vitamin product that Dr. Wallach has come out with, and that should be something that you're taking every day. And then also, last but not least, of course, you want your minerals in the Ultimate Classic and the Tangy Tangerine. What you don't want to do is you don't want refined carbohydrates. Once again, you want to be eliminating cereals, breads, pastas, all of those refined carbohydrate foods. Those are going to get turned to fat, and they will mess up any bodybuilding program. So you want to stay away from those. Protein, fat, trace nutrients like the B vitamins, vitamin C, and, of course, your minerals. And if you really want to go all out, get yourself some creatine. It's amazing for building muscle tissue. In fact, it's amazing for a lot of things. And we don't talk too much about creatine, but I've been taking creatine every day for, probably 15 years now. And it's a wonderful nutritional supplement. There's also a couple trace amino acids that are important, and they're called the branched chain amino acids. You'll find those in the whey protein, tryptophan, valine, leucine, and isoleucine. And you can buy those in the health food store, but why bother? Because they're found in the Nature's Way in high quantities. Okay, Spencer, I hope that helps, buddy. And a good luck.
Yeah, I also had a secondary question, sure, if you get to mine. Years ago, when I was younger, I ended up was seeing a skin doctor, and he went through a series of trying to figure out why I was having such cystic acne.
Yeah.
And finally, we went through a series of different treatments, and we landed on Accutane.
Okay.
And then I took that, and everything cleared up.
Okay.
But now, years later, I'm starting to get the acne again. It hasn't gone to the sixth cystic time, but
Are you built lean? Are you built like a lean person with a low body fat, kind of muscle mass, high muscle mass? What's your body type like?
I was going to say, I generally carry more weight than most people. I have an easier time
gaining,
building mass, and then also gaining weight. Period.
What's your height to weight? What's your height to weight?
My height is 5'9", and my weight is around 200.
Are you lifting weights now?
Have been for the last 10 years.
So is that 200? Like you got a nice build, like a lot of muscle on there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so 200 isn't, when you say 200, you don't mean like 5'9", 200, and you're like a butterball 200. You're built.
Yep. No, sir.
Okay, got what you mean. All right, so here's the thing. You're probably producing high amounts of male hormone. How's your hair, by the way? Hairline or your hair?
I still got my hair. I mean, I've got.
Are you losing it at all? Is the hairline starting to recede, or is it thinning? Anything like that?
I would say receding. Sometimes on women, it's called widow's peak.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
How old are you?
32.
Okay, hang tight. We got to take a break, but I want to answer your question completely because it's a very interesting topic. Yeah, we talk a lot with folks who aren't feeling well, but you know what? Bodybuilders and sometimes athletes and healthy folks need help with their nutrition as well. So I'm glad you called, Spencer. Hang on through the break, and we'll get to you when we come back. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number if you want to try squeeze in after the break. We'd love to hear from you, or toll free, 888-379-2552. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We're going to take Spencer's call and maybe yours as well when we come back. So don't go away. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program on the ZBS Radio Network.
It's 6 a.m. Time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs, 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 44. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we're back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. And we're in Florida talking to Spencer. You there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're 32, and you got that little widow's peak going. I know exactly what you're saying, and it is somewhat distinguished looking, so you don't have to worry about that. but it is a sign that you're a high male hormone producer. Do you have body hair, too? Hair in the arms and the body, that kind of thing?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay. Those are all signs of androgenicity, and also probably the cystic acne was related to that. Androgens are male hormones. You're probably producing high amounts of male hormones, and that can stimulate some liver activity. And also, there's a relationship between male hormones and insulin, and that can also cause problems with oily skin. So here's what you're going to need to do. Number one, zinc is very important for the male hormone system, extremely important. It's also great for bodybuilding, too. So I'd be getting on a good zinc supplement. You'll find some zinc in the ProstFX and also in the Ultimate Multi. You want about 50 milligrams of zinc a day. It's always a good idea to balance your zinc with copper, 2 milligrams or so of copper for every 50 milligrams of zinc. Don't overdo the zinc, though. You don't want to go more than 50 milligrams. It's important for oily skin, and it's important for the male hormone system. It's also important for bodybuilding. And then this is also important. Insulin is related to the male hormone system, and insulin will cause you to get oily, and it will also cause problems with cysts in the long run. So you want to make sure that you're keeping your insulin stable and ideally keeping it low. Again, minimizing the insulin spiking foods is very, very important. Your insulin spiking foods are going to be basically refined carbohydrates, fruit juices, of course, soda pop and cookies and cakes and the crappy foods like that. That goes without saying. But a lot of folks don't realize that even good foods, foods can be insulin spiking, and fruit juices are certainly in that category. I'd be very careful about insulin as far as the cysts and the oily skin goes, especially if you're a high testosterone or high androgen guy, which it sounds like you are. The zinc will go a long way towards helping, and also the essential fatty acids will go a long way towards helping that problem. So hope that helps, buddy. Got to move on and take our next call. Thanks so much for calling from Florida, and let us know how you're doing. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in, Douglas.
Let's head to Springdale, Arkansas. And Betty, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there. What's up, Betty?
Yes, I've been diagnosed with pancreatitis.
Okay.
And it is very painful. I am not allowed any pain pills.
Oh,
today
gosh.
Is the first day I haven't been deathly sick for
two months. Are you on, did they give you any pancreatic enzymes?
I don't think so.
Ask them about pancreatic enzymes. You can get those. It does require a prescription, but those can be helpful. So ask your doctor about pancreatic enzymes, pancrease, or pancreatin, I think they call it. But just ask them for pancreatic enzymes. Those can be very helpful. And, of course, the pancreas is your insulin-producing gland, so anything you could do to help the stabilize or lower your insulin is going to be helpful. So it's very important for any pancreas problems that you limit or ideally eliminate foods that will affect your insulin, again, like we were talking several times today already. Refined carbohydrates, fruit juices, soda pop, cookies, cakes, all that kind of stuff that wreaks havoc on the insulin and blood sugar system. It would be a great idea for you to eliminate completely. I would be sticking to vegetables and basically not the sweet vegetables like carrots and beets, but the savory, more bitter vegetables. And also omega-3 fats, essential fatty acids, and protein. And I'd be eliminating any flour or sugar or fruit juice or any of that kind of stuff that will mess up your insulin. You may also want to consider probiotics, which can be very helpful for any problems in along the GI area. The pancreas isn't exactly the GI area, but probiotics can have an overall beneficial effect on well-being. And then last but not least, you want to make sure that you're getting yourself on a good protein supplement, something like the Nature's Way. It's a great place to go, or the Biolumin Living Essence or Nightly Essence, because those have enzymes in them as well. I haven't talked about that today, but the Biolumin Living Essence and Nightly Essence are wonderful products, because not only do you get the whey protein, but you also get enzymes and probiotics in there too. Very well thought out formulation both of those products are, and I recommend those too. So for you, Betty, ma'am, the less you eat, the better off you'll be. Once again, you want to especially eliminate those refined carbohydrates and sugars and flours and fruit juices and foods like that. Wish we had more time to talk on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. An hour goes by way too fast, but friends, it's been wonderful to be here sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Wish everybody a beautiful, wonderful day. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. As always, folks, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. For Doc Wallach and Doug Winfrey and everybody at the ZBS Radio Network, we'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.